Jason Cans, it's been a long midwinter fighting COVID for you, friend. Welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a challenge for sure. So I'm eager to be back out in public again. So
tomorrow's the day?
Yeah, I can go back to work tomorrow. So I'm going to do some telehealth appointments today, but I can go back officially tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a couple of the different headlines. Here's a national headline that says hospitals across the U.S. being inundated with COVID, flu, and RSV cases. And a headline here in Eau Claire, where Eau Claire School is saying, please keep your sick kids at home. So,
yep. Yeah, it's again, it's that time of the year where we tend to see, even in non-COVID years, where flu starts to tick up and that sort of thing. And but this year, the triple threat of the RSV, flu, and COVID has certainly been making some headlines.
That's, when I think of triple threat, it's like somebody can act, dance, and sing. Somebody can, in basketball, shoot, pass, and dribble, but it's not supposed to be for the triple threat of, that's like the perfect storm, yeah. Right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. I was at a gathering yesterday morning that you've been a part of frequently, kind of a coffee fellowship. So we celebrated our friend Ed Ramsey's 76th birthday. He was the founder of the First Things First Counseling in Eau Claire and has impacted a lot of lives, including ours, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was able to message him yesterday and just reach out. And such a profound influence in my life and really grateful for his ongoing presence there.
I mean, just passing reference, when we did the birthdays around 6:20, I mean, for people who don't, I mean, and he did a number of shows with us on Front Page back in the years and the 12 Steps and different things. But, I mean, his story, too. I mean, in April of, 71, he was shot in the carotid artery, however you say that. And, I mean, he could have lost his life there at about 24 years old, and here he is making it to 76, so.
Yep. And he's, for me, I think, such an amazing picture of resilience. Because, he could have very easily just kind of given up.
Mm-hmm.
And, he worked and worked and worked for decades to make sure he was staying healthy and still does. And he's been a testament to that for me.
We got to go around and kind of give him these birthday blessings, which our friend Perry Polnasek is big on, and I'm glad he is. And so I said three terms he kind of introduced me to, if I remember, rigorous honesty. I know that's a part of recovery curriculum, but I mean, Ed introduced me to that. The idea of living, are you living from truth or image, was just revolutionary. And then finally, how is it between you and you? So grateful to him for all three of those.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, good stuff.
All right. Well, we have made our way to, we're working our way through Luke 2 here before Christmas and Scripture, as well as your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Luke 2, 8 and 9 today.
Sure, it says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified.
All right, and in Letters to the Beloved, it says, not far off, there were shepherds out in the fields who were watching their flocks and keeping them safe from predators. Once again, I sent one of my angels to announce that my son was born. I was also excited about what was taking place, and I could not wait to say something. My son, the savior of humanity, was born, initiating the most extraordinary rescue mission in history. I surrounded the angel with my glorious light. The shepherds were overwhelmed by my glory because it was unlike anything they had ever witnessed.
Yeah, for me, I think that image of light, the light of God's Spirit, is something that can be such an encouragement and to remember the importance of that. I think the connection between glory and light really resonates with me.
This is a little different reading this, and I look at the notes here, and I guess we may have done it, gone to this last year as well. But, I mean, just the idea of just kind of reiterating the story or a little bit different spin, as opposed to a lot of this, the Sermon on the Mount, even from Romans, that was kind of a different take on things. So.
Right, for sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Again, I just wanted to say, in terms of people have gotten to know you here over the years, you're winding down your third year with us early in the morning. I mean, just again, you've got several different books people might want to get. Maybe we can just give a brief mention and maybe dive into that a little bit more tomorrow, huh? But you've got a poetry book out there, right? Soil of the Divine.
Yep.
And living in what? Also, Notes from the Upper Room.
Yep. Which is about John 13 to 18, and Living in the Larger Story, which is about Larry Crabb.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Letters to the Beloved.
All right. Very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Happy birthdays going out, and a young man in Eau Claire, a student at Eau Claire Memorial, turning 16 today. Alex Christensen, you're old enough to drive.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Alex is a great young man. Haven't seen a lot of him lately, but yeah, he's a fine young man. The oldest of Brian and Tammy Christensen's two kids. So, Alex, have a wonderful 16th birthday. Your dad letting me know about that in Eau Claire this morning. All right, other birthdays you share. This is a birthday with the likes of Lori Freeberg, Lori Galata, and Amanda Baraboo. So, happy birthday. And again, remembering Amanda today. Also, other birthdays on the national scene. Kim Basinger, the actress, turning 69. Terry Hatcher, 58. Dominic Monaghan from Lost and Lord of the Rings, 46. Ian Somerhalder from Lost, 44. Nicki Minaj, 40. And Anna Sophia Robb from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the later Tim Burton version, I believe. And Soul Surfer, turning 29. Our promise of the day, I think we can read this, Devo. We got enough time. It is just a short verse from Matthew 5:48. I am the perfect father. I am the perfect father. Yeah. And the devotion from Barry Adams at 365promises.com goes like this. He says, in the Old Testament, God was revealed through over 300 different names, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Adonai, etc. But in the New Testament, Jesus reveals God through one name, and that name is Father. God is all about being a father. Father is who he is. God is referred to as Father in every book of the New Testament except for one. Trivia question. Name which one? I don't know. I believe the summary of New Testament revelation can be found in one Bible verse, says Barry, in John 20:17. After Jesus comes out of the tomb and bumps into Mary in the garden, these are his words. Jesus said, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Well, Barry says, Jesus died so that his Father could become our Father. No matter how wonderful our earthly fathers are, we still need the love that comes from the perfect Father in heaven. If the best dad's love is a drop, our heavenly dad's love is the ocean. What a great line. If the best dad's love is a drop, our heavenly dad's love is the ocean. Outstanding. Barry says, my prayer is that we would all have a deeper revelation of the fatherhood of God today, and that his amazing love would dismantle every misconception that we have of his perfect father's heart. Great stuff this morning, capping off our birthdays and a promise of the day, adding the devotion as well on WWIB. All right, so the person of the year, you chose Zelensky first. I went along with you. We were right, so we'll take that for Time Magazine. But we threw it out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group a couple of days back, and that is, who's been the person of the year in your life?
Yeah, and we heard from a number of you. Brendy said, Jesus, of course, number one. And then she tags someone named Chris and says, number two, because he's my fiance and loves Jesus with all his heart, and then me. And that's the order that should be in Jesus first.
I know Brendy. She listens on our live stream. So, yeah, thanks for that answer. Also, Sarah says, my friend Susan, who I have been there for this year to take care of through her cancer treatment. She's my best friend and is like a mother to me.
And then Susan, and maybe this is the Susan from Sarah. Susan says, my friend from Ladysmith, Sarah, and that's the one who commented right above her. She says, moved into my home as a caregiver in January of this year and completely cares for me, my husband, and our four cats when I started a year-long medical treatment plan. She said she'd stay until I'm well again. That is a person of the year.
Samantha says her person of the year, her husband. She said, we had a very rough year, even separated for a bit, but he is truly becoming the man God created him to be.
Sherry says her person of the year, she says Jesus for sure, and my husband who has lots of patience for me. I'm very blessed.
That's Sherry and Bloomer, and I think her game of the year was Wordle on Wib. Wib
she
Wordle.
She was really good
because
this
a five-time
year.
Winner.
She and Brian from Aliva.
I know it. Melissa says Jesus and my husband. Bobby Joe says, wow, my list is long. I've always been blessed by so many people. I cannot name just one. God is good.
Anna says, definitely my husband. He works so hard to support our family and love us well. Trevor says, my wife, Kathleen.
And Jan says, after Jesus, our insurance adjuster, because we had a fire and lost our shed and contents. Not a lot of times the insurance adjuster is the person of the year.
Well, good. I mean, and again, that means you've got great insurance, too, when they truly care about you more than profits. Again, this is from the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. We'd love to have you join that private group. We'll let you right in and asking, who is your person of the year in the Wake Up Times announcement? Tammy says, after God, it would be my husband. She says, we've had a really tough last few years. He's been unemployed since June of 2019, and right before COVID shutdown, he would have had a job, but the shutdown made them withdraw the offer as they had no training from home process in place. She's continued since then. He's developed severe neuropathy in his feet and legs and has fallen a few times. She says, even though he feels like he doesn't contribute to our household or isn't able to work any longer, he is my biggest cheerleader. He does what he can, and I help with the rest. So together, we get things done. He always reminds me that God loves me and has blessed us and still does.
Hmm.
Wonderful.
Nancy says, Jesus first and foremost, then my hubby. He's such a godly, caring man, and I thank Jesus for him. I think Jesus is the person of the year here. Dale says, Jesus. And Lori says, my mom at 86, we're getting to re-know each other.
We'd love to have your continued responses in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Join that. Let us know who's your person of the year.
WWIB on a Thursday morning, 6 degrees.
Well, here's some things that you just shouldn't do at work, shouldn't do as an employee. Because when you get a job, that's the start, right? But next is what you make, how you learn, how you grow. It's more than just a paycheck. It's growing as a person, right?
And, oh, yeah, character development, big time.
Absolutely. So here's some things from TikTok, which, again, normally we take with a grain of salt. But here are some things that you shouldn't do as an employee.
Yeah. Number five. We'll count it down from 5 to 1 here. David Letterman style. Do not leave a job without giving notice. You don't want to burn bridges. Good advice. The business community is small, so don't let one moment of frustration potentially cost you a future opportunity.
Good advice for employees. Five things you should never do. Number four, don't ignore your pay stub. Companies do make mistakes, so always check your pay stub and make sure you're paid correctly. And if something looks wrong, go ahead, ask about it.
Mm-hmm. Number three, do not overshare personal information in a job interview. For example, things like harassment, discrimination, getting hurt at a previous job, the fact that you're pregnant, the fact that you have a criminal history, it says here, okay? It says they can't ask you about those things in an interview.
So you don't necessarily need to volunteer all that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, do not ignore policies and or your employee handbook. Again, things not to do as an employee. Don't ignore those. Make sure you keep that handbook. Know your policies.
And number one, do not be that employee who is just constantly complaining and reporting things all the time. And in some cases, making bogus complaints just because you're not happy.
All right. So things not to do as an employee. And then, of course, on the other side, think of things that you can do to make the workplace not just better for you, better for others. All right. So it's a growing experience as you learn to put others first in everything you do.
And it's good to make the workplace fun. And we're going to make everybody's experience of this day fun right now, aren't we?
Yes. So we heard on the Wib listener line, the 396-1670, this text. Good morning. This is the Keeper Girls from Jump River. Today is our best friend Autumn Lawton's birthday. She's their teammate as well. Autumn is 15 today. Happy birthday, Autumn. And the Keeper Girls asked for this song for you from VeggieTales, Havo.
Yeah, it's called the Belly Button Song, one of their silly songs that has a bit of an explanation. So here you go.
Hi, everyone. This is Larry. Normally, this would be the time when the narrator comes on and says, and now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. But I've been thinking and talking with the guys.
And we've decided it's time to broaden our scope artistically.
Yeah, we're artists!
Word up!
There's a time to be silly, and there's a time to be serious.
A time to open up your heart
and show how you feel artistically.
'Cause we all have something to share.
your eyes see right through my disguise.
And no one can deny.
Maybe that I'm the one whose love is no surprise.
And he can't tell you no lie.
But there's a secret I've been hiding. I can't keep it no more. Something missing in my middle and it's hard to ignore.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe he needs to tell you something. I don't got a belly button. Oh, I need to tell you something.
Have you figured out he don't got a belly button? Belly button, no.
Be covered by your shirt, but not your HMO.
Belly button. Belly button.
A stylish something absent from my midriff decor.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe
he needs to tell you something.
I don't got a belly button. Oh, I need to tell you something.
You figured out.
All right, well, we continue. It's day six of our 12 days of bundles. Partner with us with a gift of suggested donation, $103.70 or greater. We'll get you in the drawing. Caleb will draw a name coming up here before 9. By today's end, with the drawing at 5, we're halfway through the 12 days of bundles. But maybe somebody says, I can't afford that $103.70. But hey, for a suggested gift of $45 or more, Caleb, we've got some great gift offers.
Yeah, and again, just going back to the bundles too, some of you, if you say, wow, I'd like to give that $103.70 suggested and be eligible for one of those thank you bundles, you also can select from these as well too. So you can certainly double up there. But again, for a suggested gift of $45 or more this month, 2 CDs, but the first one is by Phil Wickham. It's called Hymn of Heaven. Songwriter, worship leader Phil Wickham's lyrics of that title song, How I Long to Breathe the Air of Heaven. It's the heartbeat of that entire album. Phil's 8th studio album. You will love this uplifting music.
Yeah, for sure. Also, top Christian hits by various artists. 17 songs from 17 different artists that you hear here on WIB. I mean, Toby Mac, Chris Tomlin, Crowder, We the Kingdom. We had Ann Wilson, so many great artists.
Another gift offer during this month of December, viewable at wwib.com/giving, where you can give safely and securely if you'd like to support the ministry there. Michelle and I were looking at this. It's a kids' activity book. It's called Friends Around the World. And again, that one, for a suggested gift of $45 or more, teaching your kids to have a heart of compassion. This book shares the joys and struggles of children all around the world. It includes recipes, puzzles, crafts, and games. Spiral bound, very high quality, really impressive.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Also, for a suggested gift of $65 or more, the On Our Knees book from Phil Wickham, I think it's like a devotional, and Hymn of Heaven, both of those. What does Jesus teach about your prayer life? Experience the joy, intimacy, and power of meeting with God for 40 days with the devotional On Our Knees by Phil Wickham. And you also get that CD, Hymn of Heaven.
And another thank you for all who do become a December partner of that suggested $103.70 from Billy Graham. It's called Personal Peace. So those who support WIB Inc. with that partner gift, you will be sent automatically. It's called The Key to Personal Peace by Billy Graham, A Roadmap to Peace in This World. It's an excellent outreach source as well for personal witnessing. You can share it with a neighbor, a coworker, or a family member. And what better time of year than now to do that?
So again, we'd love to hear from you, even if it's just by writing and contacting us. Whatever amount you can give to support WIB Incorporated would be greatly appreciated.
Talking with friends who are delivery drivers, including our buddy Troy, who works for UPS, Halvo, things have changed a lot in the last couple of years. It always used to be this would be the busy, busy time of season for those who work as delivery drivers, right? But really, one of the things that we've seen from 2020 and on is that a lot more people are ordering things online, right? And so that's made everybody who works in delivery services a lot busier. And so I remember our friend Troy, again from UPS, he told me, he's like, yeah, since really COVID started, he said, now all the time is as busy, as crazy, as hectic, as stressful as it used to be during Christmas season, all year round.
You see the delivery trucks, out there more and more, right? I mean, it can be UPS, Federal Express, the Amazon. You didn't ever used to see Amazon trucks. They're everywhere now.
Yeah, and so speaking of Amazon, this is something we saw. It just started yesterday. And so starting December 7th, yesterday, anytime a customer says with their Alexa-enabled device, if you have that in your home, Alexa, thank my driver, the driver who delivered their most recent package will be notified of the customer's appreciation, which is well and good, but there's something beyond that as well.
Yeah, in the feature, in the celebration of this new feature, with each thank you received from customers, drivers will also receive an additional $5 at no cost to the customer. How about that?
Yeah, now Amazon is doing this for the first 1 million thank yous received.
Huh.
And it goes beyond that, too. So, again, they're paying out $5 million and kind of some little tips to their drivers. And, again, well-deserving of that, I think, and even more. Amazon has enough. But, something even beyond this, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the five drivers who received the most customer thank yous during the promotional period will also be rewarded with $10,000 and an additional $10,000 to the charity of their choice.
That's great. And so, again, first million for this, but also it sounds like this is a feature that's here to stay where you can just, again, they want you to use your Alexa devices, too, and you can use those to listen to WIB, by the way.
Right.
But, to use just to say thank you. So what a great habit to start, just saying thank you whenever someone drops something off for you.
I'd seen something on Facebook yesterday, and this video went viral. It was telling you off air, the delivery driver, I don't know with who, but I mean, people had left kind of a note on the porch, and there were some things like help yourself to some goodies.
Yeah.
And he was just really excited about it all. So.